Robert F. Kennedy Jr. joining forces with the Trump campaign has been the most unifying act we've seen in America for years.
Don't you want healthy children? And don't you want the chemicals out of our food? And don't you want the regulatory agencies to be free from corporate corruption? And that's what President Trump told me that he wanted. He also told me that he wanted to end the grip of the neocons on U.S. foreign policy. And don't you want a president who's going to get us out of the wars and who's going to rebuild the middle class in this country? And don't you want a president that's going to make America healthy again? Thank you all very, very much, and God bless you, and God bless America.
And right after Bobby Jr. gave support, Tulsi Gabbard followed.
Whether you're a Democrat, a Republican, or an independent, if you love our country, as I do, if you cherish peace and freedom as we do, I invite you to join me in doing all that we can to save our country and elect President Donald J. Trump and send him back to the White House to do the tough work of saving our country and serving the people.
Following this historic political realignment, less than 3 months from the 2024 election, Mark Zuckerberg admits that he censored information on Facebook at the direction of the federal government. It doesn't take a prophet to see what's coming next. The rising action of this story is leading to a massive response, something big enough to suspend the elections.
If they really think they're going to lose, if they haven't locked it down, and I don't know the answer to that because I'm not privy to their plans, but if they think that there's a chance that Trump could win decisively enough in November that they can't steal it, then I think their only option there is to, in some way, throw the society into chaos, as they did during COVID, which was the pretext for changing the way we vote and letting people vote anonymously without IDs and drop boxes and a month before the election, et cetera. They completely changed everything, allowing Mark Zuckerberg to spend $400 million to control the mechanics of the election. That would not have been allowed except under a state of national emergency provided them by the virus they created in a lab in Wuhan, COVID. And so it's pretty simple. If they feel like they're going to lose, we will have some kind of crisis. I think it's most likely to be a war with Iran, which they want anyway, but, you know, who knows?
4 years ago, Klaus Schwab warned us that a cyber attack is coming that will make COVID pale in comparison to its devastation.
We all know, but still pay insufficient attention to the frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack, which would bring to a complete halt to the power supply, transportation, hospital services, our society as a whole. The COVID-19 crisis would be seen in this respect as a small disturbance in comparison to a major cyber attack.
And just this month, the World Economic Forum posts an article entitled Four Global Risks to Look Out For in the Post-Pandemic Era. The article suggests that no matter what the official outcome of the 2024 elections is, the people will not trust it, and says that democracy has been in decline for 18 consecutive years, and the people are looking for something different. The article cites the WHO, saying that the COVID pandemic was the greatest threat to mental health since the Second World War, and that a new eco-anxiety is likely to escalate as governments fail to transition away from fossil fuels fast enough. The article suggests that 50% of jobs will be wiped away by 2027, and that a violent backlash against AI is inevitable. It warns of an era of unexpected destabilizing shock events, where a new global extremist group emerges, which may use AI to kick off a new phase of terrorism, such as an intentional cyber pandemic.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
It's Friday, August 30th in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We have quite a show for you this Friday morning. Welcome to The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Forbes.com, band.video. Share those links now. We have a lot of stories to cover. Obviously, politics is going to dominate the show today. The Kamala Harris-Tim Walz interview yesterday was, well, it was exactly what we expected. It was a total and utter disaster, not just for the interviewees, but for the nation as a whole. Also, some interesting new policy announcements from Donald Trump that we'll get into. And a whole lot more. And we'll be joined in the third hour by BX. We're going to talk satanic pedophiles. Yeah. Yeah. And not the elite satanic pedophiles, but the satanic pedophile foot soldiers. It's going to be a crazy interview. She's an independent researcher that she's uncovered some crazy stuff. So stay tuned for that. And of course, the discussion about the Venezuelan migrant takeover of Denver continues to dominate the immigration discussion. But it's not just Denver that's experiencing this. This gang is, they're putting down roots all over the United States, courtesy of the Biden-Harris administration's immigration policy. And of course, the UK and all of that nonsense, and World War III with Russia and Israel and, you know, just everything else going horribly wrong because of the deliberate policy of the left wingers. We'll get into all of that and take your calls throughout the second hour. Stay with us. We'll begin today, as we do every day, with our Daily Dispatch. All right, here it is, folks. Your Daily Dispatch for Friday, the 30th of August, 2024. U.S. to give Zelensky free hand on deep strikes into Russia. According to Moscow, Washington is prepared to lift its ban on Ukrainian strikes deep inside the Russian territory with the use of U.S. supplied weapons, Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zarova said. Last week, Deputy Press Secretary of the Pentagon, Sabrina Singh, said that U.S. policy does not allow for Ukraine to conduct counterfires to defend itself from Russia attacks coming over the border region, including Kursk region, where an incursion by Kiev's forces has been ongoing since early August. But on Monday, White House National Security spokesman John Kirby told reporters that Washington was aware of Ukrainian leader Zelensky's desire to be allowed to fire weapons such as ATACMS missiles, which have a range of up to 300 kilometers, that's 186 miles, deep into Russia, saying, quote, "We will keep the conversations with Ukrainians going on the issue, but we are going to keep them private." These are extremely serious conclusions that can be drawn from this, according to Russia, saying Ukraine has been given carte blanche for operations in Russian regions. Again, we showed you the story yesterday, but more statements have been made by Lavrov and other Russians telling the American people, your leadership is playing with fire and is now directly or soon to be directly involved in attacks on Russia in a very real way. I saw somebody on X going, when did Congress vote to go to war with Russia? It's like, oh, the same time they voted to go to war with Iraq and Korea and Vietnam. No, Congress hasn't exerted its authority in determining who we go to war with since World War II. So that's not a thing anymore. That doesn't exist. It should, but it doesn't. Meanwhile, Kamala Harris's interview, again, was just a disaster. I mean, even without seeing clips from it, she's gone over a month without giving a single interview, press conference, or public appearance that's unscripted. She finally agreed to one with her lap dog, with her emotional support dog, Tim Walz, there, with a friendly interviewer, pre-scripted, pre-taped, and only 18 minutes long. I mean, talk about training wheels. This is, I mean, yeah. And it still didn't go well. And it still had a variety of embarrassing and incompetent answers from Kamala. So we'll get to those videos in just a little bit. I mean, it really is pathetic. And it's not just the interview and you know, Trump just embarrassing her relentlessly. We have a bunch of videos of a bunch of Trump supporters embarrassing left-wingers on the news today. We'll go to all those videos later. Meanwhile, Musk slams Brazil judge over Starlink frozen accounts, X shutdown threat. Elon Musk's Starlink said Thursday that Brazil's top judge has issued an order that freezes the internet satellite business's finances in the region and in the country and prevents it from conducting financial transactions in Latin America's largest nation. The issue with this is that Starlink is totally unrelated to X. Other than Elon Musk, you know, owning X and Starlink, they don't have anything to do with each other. They have a pretty huge footprint in Brazil. But this is just the arbitrary tyranny of the Brazilian deep state. And we'll get into and remind you again of the fact that they did in Brazil exactly what they did in America. And it was the same people. The U.S. State Department went down to Brazil and instructed them how to steal their own election and then carry out a January 6th sting to round up all of the political dissidents. And they did it just point by point, step by step, exactly like what happened in America with the exact same people running the operation. And this was bragged about in the Financial Times in a very extensive article celebrating this. So we'll remind you of that and look at what tyranny really looks like in the modern world. Meanwhile, in the UK, boy 13 killed in Old Bury stabbing attack, which I think might be the most robotic and humanless way to say this. Boy 13 killed in stabbing attack. Okay, robot. Yeah, a 13-year-old boy has died after being stabbed at a property in Old Bury. A 13-year-old was stabbed at his house in West Midlands. A murder investigation has been launched after police were called. A spokesperson of the police said a 13-year-old was treated by paramedics. However, despite their best efforts, the boy sadly passed away. Gee, I wonder who committed that stabbing. I wonder who it was. I wonder if anything will come from this. No arrests have been made. I'm going to go out on a limb here. It was a Muslim immigrant that stabbed the 13-year-old boy. Prove me wrong. I would love to be wrong about this. But I can tell I'm right because of the very, very sterile way that this story is reported. Boy stabbed, killed, 13 years old at home. No arrests made. More to come. Okay. So they really don't want you getting emotionally invested or just read into at all this event. It's just something that happened. It's just like rain fell on ground, grass wet. Right. It just occurred. No need to think about it or, you know, consider the implications. Just it happened. It's over now. Everyone go home. Finally, we have this. How the migrant crisis drained $150 billion from taxpayers in a single year. $150 billion. Last year, U.S. taxpayers shelled out some $150 billion in government services and support to help the 20 million illegal migrants in the country, according to a study from the Federation for American Immigration Reform, most of the cost being borne by state and local governments. In Massachusetts, Republican leaders say there's a $1 billion hole in the state coffers, and they're accusing the Democrat-controlled government of quietly siphoning off tax dollars to deal with the migrant crisis that they created. $150 billion. To put this in some sort of perspective, The NFL generates $11 billion per year. $11 billion per year. So just, I use this example as something that everybody recognizes is sort of ubiquitous during football season. You're constantly seeing people wear jerseys. There's constant commercials being played. Game, multiple, you know, dozens of games every week. Well, maybe not dozens. But it's a nationwide thing. Just imagine all, just everything that goes into the NFL. And everything that you don't see, right? Every commercial requires a team of editors and cameramen and lawyers to work on the rights, right? And licensing for the songs. I mean, just think about 1 year of operation for the NFL. All of the commercials, all of the stadiums that have to be maintained year-round, all the staff that has to work them for the live shows, all of the camera operators and directors and news trucks and all of the players' salaries and all of the coaches' salaries and all of the medical teams and all of the, I mean, it just goes on and on, right? All of the merchandise, all of the beer sales, all of the $10 hot dogs they sell, all of the tickets, all of the streaming, all of the licensing for the television broadcast. Think about everything that goes in to 1 year of the NFL. That's 1/15th of what we've spent on the privilege of having our cities made less safe. Americans being raped, killed, murdered, dying in car crashes. Wages undercut, housing prices gone up. It's a very expensive privilege to be taken advantage of, I guess. Another way to put this was a state-of-the-art, top-of-the-line high school for thousands of students cost about $150 million to build. And that's on the higher end. And that's, you know, from the ground up, including the property itself and, you know, the computer labs and everything. I mean, you could build 1,000 of those. You could build 1,000 of those. That's 20 per state. Think about the 20 biggest cities in your state all getting a brand-new, top-of-the-line, huge, state-of-the-art high school. No, instead, it's gone to housing migrants. And just to remind you of the stat that at least in New York, which you can take as a pretty fair example of the rest of the world, out of the hundreds of thousands of migrants that made it to that city, 2% of them have even applied to work. 2%. 98% of them perfectly happy with having their entire lives paid for by you, to the tune of $150 billion in a single year. Just wholesale theft on a scale unimaginable to the human mind. Hard to even comprehend how this has gotten this bad. So that's your Daily Dispatch. We spent the whole show yesterday on the migrant crisis pretty much, and the very disturbing example of Aurora, Colorado, suffering from Denver's sanctuary city policies. So I don't want to spend much more time on that today. However, the Denver police and the Colorado governor and various other liars have come out downplaying this series of events. And in contrast, people on the ground in Aurora, like the mayor of the city and the city council people, have gone on to do interviews confirming that this is, in fact, the reality, and it's a gigantic problem. So I do want to go to at least some of these videos. We'll go to clip number 9 first. Denver suburbs experiencing a complete illegal alien gang takeover. And this is the city council member sounding the alarm. Let's watch.
Danielle, thank you. We've been hearing about this for quite some time. Residents have shared their concern. We've heard this coming up at city council meetings there. Aurora said we don't have anything to do with this migrant crisis or trying to help because we just don't have the space. The hospitals were overwhelmed. What is it that you're seeing right now as far as this Venezuelan gang taking over now the migrant centers there?
It's unreal. It's unreal. Residents tell me they feel like they are living in a third world country at this point. They are going block by block. They are going apartment complex by apartment complex. They are taking it over. I think the city doesn't really know how to handle it. So the city is burying certain properties that have been taken over by this Trende Aragua gang, burying them with code violations and playing it off as if this is just simply code violations. But this gang, they are marking their territory. They are putting up their gang-related graffiti on the blocks, on the areas that they have taken over. And quite frankly, I have heard too many stories from too many property owners, business owners, and residents to think that this is anything other than a complete gang takeover in parts of our city.
Like, what are you hearing from them? Say the business owners, for example. What have they been experiencing?
Break-ins, violence, kicking doors in. I had one property owner tell me that a tenant literally vanished from their property to this day. They don't know what happened to that tenant. His phone was shut off. They had not collected rent. They went, knocked on the door to get into the unit. The Aurora Police Department had to come let them in the unit, and the whole place was filled with guns, money, and giant barrels of gasoline. I am being told that they are running a black market for gasoline. And again, like I said, to this day, they have no idea what happened to that man, to their tenant.
Just reading through what we know about Cookie Monster. I'm sure you've heard about this local gang leader by now. This is according to the reporting in the New York Post. This person has set up operations with the other gang members there in Aurora. This person allegedly took part in a brutal assault at an apartment complex there in Aurora. In March 2024, was arrested and charged with several felony assault charges, but was bailed out of custody and failed to show up in court. July 2024, just a couple months ago, arrested for allegedly carrying out a shooting at the same apartment where the previous assault occurred. One of your biggest points is, and we've heard this from others, is that Denver initially downplayed the concerns about this gang takeover. Where's the city now on this, and what are they doing about it? I mean, we've heard that the Venezuelan gang has green-lighted their members to attack police when confronted.
That's right. And Denver remains silent on the issue. Our governor remains silent on this issue. But the city of Aurora, we are taking a very different approach. We are trying to expose everything that we can. The Aurora Police Department just formed a gang task force. I have heard of this Cookie Monster and that he is the shot caller for this gang in the area. I have visited many of these properties. One time I stepped out of my vehicle and an alert whistle. This is how they're communicating, by whistling. An alert whistle happened, and I very quickly had to get back in my car. They have people posted all around different properties, up and down different blocks. They're watching. They're communicating. This is no less than a complete gang takeover. I have heard of this Cookie Monster. I have heard he was arrested, and the fact that he is back out on the streets is an epic failure to the people of Aurora and the entire state of Colorado.
I just want to finish up with this warning.
It's absolutely insane. So that's the city councilwoman from Aurora just confirming she's seen with her own eyes the way that this works. But it's not just her. The mayor as well has given interviews confirming that this is in fact the case. Let's go now to clip number 25. Mayor of Aurora, Colorado, just confirmed the Venezuelan illegal migrant gangsters have indeed taken over several apartment buildings. Let's watch.
So there are several buildings actually under the same ownership, out-of-state ownership, that have fallen to these Venezuelan gangs. I'm trying to walk it back and do the investigation as to how there's a concentration of Venezuelans in these three buildings. Somebody put them there and somebody funded it, whether it's federal government or not. We're trying to find out who these gangs apparently are attracted to, where there's a concentration of Venezuelan migrants. And so they've in fact have kind of pushed out the property management through intimidation and then collected the rents. We have now, or have had, it is ongoing operations with a task force of local law enforcement, state law enforcement partners, and federal law enforcement partners to root them out, and arrests have been made, but these operations are still ongoing.
With the arrests that have been made, are these confirmed gang-affiliated members?
You know, this is an organized criminal effort, whether it's Trende Aragua, that remains to be seen. But it really doesn't matter. I mean, if they're you know, Venezuelan migrants and they're conducting crime in an organized
manner,
they're a problem.
So you're able to confirm that this Venezuelan gang has indeed taken over at least some of the buildings. You're saying at least two of the three. And what I just heard from you is you don't know how they ended up there. And you even made a suggestion that they could have been sent there by federal officials, I heard you suggest. Well, I mean, do you have any reason to believe that to be the case?
So here's the problem. I think we're a victim of a failed policy at the southern border, because what you have, Venezuela does not according to my law enforcement, Venezuela does not cooperate with the United States in sharing criminal histories. You've had a third of the country leave. You've had these massive waves of migrants coming across the border that many of them crossed the border illegally, were arrested, asked for political asylum, were not adequately vetted, were released into the country. The city of Aurora, we did everything we could to quite frankly, keep them out of the city, because it's not our problem. This is a federal problem. This is a problem borne by the federal government. But what I think what we're trying to find out, and what I believe occurred, was that federal agencies worked with some of our local nonprofits and put them there. Now, most of these people are very good. Good people, but there's a criminal element that, from what I understand, what law enforcement has briefed me, that often follows them, intends to exploit them within their own migrant community, and so we believe that is happening now. Now we're the 51st largest city in America with over 400,000 in population. This is only several apartment complexes, but nonetheless, I'm not going to surrender any part of this city to a criminal element.
With all due respect, it's no longer, I mean, just in the hands of the feds. When you've got we've heard reports that this gang has green-lighted its members to attack your local police. What are you doing about that, Mayor?
Well, you know, we're aware of that in the Denver metropolitan area, that there are elements of Trende Aragua here. And so, you know, we're, in terms of how our police operate, the tactics, what they're doing to protect themselves, is our number one priority.
So that's the mayor and the city councilwoman confirming with firsthand knowledge that this is in fact taking place. They are in fact taking over apartment buildings, and that it was the feds working with local NGOs that helped to coordinate this. It's completely insane. And maybe the most insane thing about it is this. Governor of Colorado, Jared Polis, dismisses migrant gang takeover of apartments as imagination, despite video mayor confirming truth. The governor of Colorado is telling you this isn't happening. The mayor of the city says it's happening. The councilwoman says it's happening. The people on the ground say it's happening. The owners of the apartment building say it's happening. There's video of it happening. But you're not supposed to think that it's happening. You're supposed to think it's not happening. It's imagination, according to the governor. Do not believe your lying eyes. Again, we're going to move. We're not going to spend the whole day on this, but this is where we are, folks. They're actually telling you it's not happening. Because it obviously is happening, and it's their fault, but they want the program to continue. So the negative effects have to be concealed. And that's the takeover.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The Powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Everybody should go to InfoWarsPhone.com right now. InfoWarsPhone.com. They have all the solar panels, all the charging stations, all the best sat phones, all the best sat radios, all the best equipment at the best prices, and they support the broadcast. InfoWarsPhone.com. I think it's a default move to do this. It's an absolute essential. And it is so important to get ready. And I'm telling myself that
if there's an EMP attack, your cell phone's just nothing but a brick. Right. And I know that even in the law enforcement part of it, that when people are, run their phone, they can turn their phone off. And for 72 hours, somebody in our group can ping that phone and track that phone for 72 hours. So you're not off the grid. So make sure you get your Faraday sleeve. Have a sat phone as a backup. If you're concerned about secure messaging, the black phone will secure end-to-end encryption.
Everybody should go to InfoWarsPhone.com right now.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
A limited edition exclusive InfoWars proprietary 24-carat .999 pure gold collectible is now available in this credit card size package, laminated with original InfoWars art. This is a memento to remind you of the fact that you kept InfoWars on the air at a critical time. We could do a straight up donation drive, but we may have to do one, but this is basically the same thing as donating. You just get this collectible as a thank you from us for what you're doing. So please take action. Get yours right now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. We cannot stay on the air without your support. This is a collectible, and it is a beautiful piece of gold, a little bar that symbolizes your support of the InfoWar. I humbly ask you to take action and make the decision to keep us on air, because this is your chance to keep InfoWars on the air at a critical juncture in the fight for our republic.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Hey, welcome back, folks. This is The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. To do here, I'm going to show you some clips from Kamala Harris's interview yesterday. Kamala Harris and Tim Walz's fun little pre-scripted conversation with the sycophant. You can call it an interview if you want. And then later in this hour, we're going to show you how not only is Kamala Harris being embarrassed by her own appearances in public and in front of the camera, very, very similar to what we saw with Joe Biden. It's dangerous to put these people in public. It's dangerous to have them in a situation where they have to speak and be heard. Just crazy, totally, completely insane. But it's not just her embarrassing herself. Her spokespeople, she's just being embarrassed constantly. just everybody is dunking on Kamala continuously, and it's hilarious, and we're going to show you those videos. In the second hour, I think I'm going to open up phone calls specifically about Donald Trump's new policy of the government paying for IVF treatments. Because I'm completely in favor of this. And I want to know what you think. So we'll do that in the second hour. In the third hour, I'll be joined by BX, who is an independent researcher on X, who discovered some very disturbing things that I feel a responsibility to bring to you. Not that I want to show you some of these things, but they're out there, and you need to know about what's going on in the fetid, sordid underworld of American internet culture. Satanic pedophiles abound. But let's focus on the satanic pedophiles at the top of the ticket today. CNN gave an interview to Kamala Harris, who was joined by her running mate slash emotional support dog, Tim Walz, in the first sit-down interview since landing at the top of the Democratic ticket. Like how it's like whether it's Fox saying she landed at the top of the ticket, but even, you know, CNN, these others will say, since she ascended to the ticket, she ascended like an angel. She floated to the top of the ticket. Yeah, since she was appointed to the top of the ticket by the people that actually rule the country. She gave her first interview with the media since rising to the top of the 2024 Democratic presidential ticket, shedding light on President Biden's call announcing he was dropping out of the race, as well as defending her recent policy flip-flops. And a lot of the questions were just as bad as you would expect. With CNN, the CNN anchor Dana Bash, who, by the way, is just a devoted supporter of Kamala Harris. Because, of course, she couldn't even handle this. She could not even handle this interview. It did not go well, folks. And it never does anytime she has to talk. And I actually saw a headline today that was like, Trump's strategy, you know, it's like desperate, is it's all banking on the hope that the debate goes well. It's like, no, we're just desperate to actually have Kamala Harris have to talk off the cuff. Like, she actually has to put herself out. Like, what we know is that when the debate happens, it's going to be a repeat of the Biden debate. It's going to be a hilarious catastrophe for the Democrats. 100% chance. Okay? So we're very excited for that. And we're desperate for that to come about, because until then, you're going to keep running with the lie that she's super competent and intelligent and well-spoken. So we're just waiting for that illusion to be shattered, just like we had to wait for the illusion of Biden being competent and well-spoken to be shattered. So, yeah, it was bad, folks. Let's go to clip number 13 first. Kamala Harris asked a specific question about what she would do on day one if elected as POTUS. Reminder, she is already vice president. Let's watch.
If you are elected, what would you do on day one in the White House?
Well, there are a number of things. I will tell you, first and foremost, one of my highest priorities is to do what we can to support and strengthen the middle class. When I look at the aspirations, the goals, the ambitions of the American people, I think that people are ready for a new way forward.
She's fighting that laugh so hard.
In a way that generations of Americans have been fueled by hope and by optimism. I think, sadly, in the last decade...
What is she talking about?
We had in the former president someone who is...
The question was,
really,
what are you going to do day one?
An agenda and an environment that is about diminishing the character and the strength of who we are as Americans.
What does this even mean?
Really dividing our nation. And I mean, I
the question was about your policy on day one.
What would you do day one?
Day one, it's going to be about, one, implementing my plan for what I call an opportunity economy.
Oh, opportunity.
I've already laid out
oh.
a number of proposals in that regard.
Okay.
Which include what we're going to do to bring down The cost of everyday goods, what we're going to do to invest in America's small businesses, what we're going to do to invest in families, for example, extending the child tax credit to $6,000 for families for the first year of their child's life to help them buy a car seat, to help them buy baby clothes, a crib. There's the work that we're going to do that is about investing in the American family around affordable housing, a big issue in our country right now. So yes, there are a number of things.
You give $25,000 to illegal immigrants, we know.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response, were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought? Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Yeah, that's an appropriate response. That's a very appropriate response. She actually had to be prompted halfway through the answer. I asked about policy, lady. Hey, lady, I said policy. What policy are you going to? Oh, well, opportunity, obviously. Well, my number one policy is opportunity. My second policy is affordability. Okay, great. No, I okay. Wonderful. I mean, all right. What do we even... Okay. All right. No, that's fine. This is all fine. We'll go down to clip number 14, where actually, you know, decent point was made. You have been vice president for 3.5 years. Why are you acting like you're the change candidate? Let's watch.
My proposal includes what would be a tax credit of $25,000 for first-time home buyers.
First-time
so they can
home
just
buyers.
Have enough to put a down payment on a home, which is part of the American dream and their aspiration, but do it in a way that allows them to actually get on the path to achieving that goal and that dream.
So you have been vice president for 3.5 years. Yeah. The steps that you're talking about now, why haven't you done them already?
Well, first of all, we had to recover as an economy, and we have done that. I'm very proud of the work that we have done that has brought inflation down to less than 3%. The work that we have done to cap the cost of insulin at $35 a month for seniors. Donald Trump said he was going to do a number of things, including allowing Medicare to negotiate drug prices. Never happened. We did it. So now, as I travel in the state of Georgia and around our country, the number of seniors that have benefited.
Droopy, the dog sitting next to her.
I was in Nevada recently, a grandmother who showed me her receipts. And before we capped the cost of insulin for seniors at $35 a month, she was paying hundreds of dollars up to thousands of dollars a month.
We played the clip yesterday of Trump announcing the $35 cap on insulin. She's still pretending that was her. Just completely crazy. It's crazy that's the case. Also, what was inflation when you got into office? Like, they're actually celebrating inflation being 3% only because for the first 3 years of their administration, it was significantly higher than that. Not before then. So they cause a problem, and then they celebrate when they lessen the problem.
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime, but of course, this one actually is. That's demonstrable. And it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. So we were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast to coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored? That'd be good. It would also be fun. So we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce that our friend Larry Elder is coming to join us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our friend John Rich will be there with us in Sunrise, Florida. We're adding more stops. We just added another stadium show in Reading, Pennsylvania. We'll be joined on stage by Alex Jones. They tell you what Alex Jones is like. Have you seen him in person? You should. Make up your own mind. It's going to be fun as hell and interesting and intense, and we hope you will join us. Go to TuckerCarlson.com right now to get your tickets. See you there.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. At Real Alex Jones on X.
And people are listening to me are like, well, I don't believe in Jesus. I don't believe in the devil either. Oh, no, you've been captured. Because if you don't believe in Jesus or you don't believe in the devil, is the devil telling you that? There's a blindfold. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4:4 that the devil, that's the god of this world, has put a veil over people so that they don't see the light of the gospel. So, like, one day I'm just crying out and praying for the nation because, like I said, my main job in this world is an intercessor for the nations, and then my side hustle is being a doctor and a businesswoman. I can't believe that in 2024, you're still in a position where you can get a serious disease from COVID, end up with COVID long symptoms, and possibly die. So please, just listen to me. Go on drstellamd.com, do a telemedicine appointment, get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet today. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. For people right now, for a family, if you want to like build defense for your family, is to get Covivites, to get the Pox defense. And if you have children, get the Immunovites for children because it has zinc, it has elderberry. So this is what we're calling right now the Trifecta Family Pack. So you get the immune defense for your family, you get your defense against Pox, you get defense against, build your immunity against COVID, against bird flu and dengue and all these other RNA viruses. So my advice, please listen to me. Go on our website, drstellamd.com. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. We put this together to help you, but I just want you to get it. Get it in your head that we are at a time when they want to destroy humanity. And because they're going to try to destroy humanity, we have to be prepared. Only those that are paranoid, that are prepared, would survive. So that is my pledge, and that is what we do. Your pledge is to make sure that you prepare you and your family. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount.
Welcome back, folks. I don't even want to go to more of these clips from Kamala Harris and Tim Law. I mean, it's the same thing over and over. It's just gaslighting, to an insane degree. I'll go to one more clip here with CNN asking a single unexpectedly good question, but in a very, you know, softball way. And it's this, Kamala gives pretty much word for word the same answer that she gave to the last question that we played. I guess they just think you don't have a memory. I really think that they think that Americans don't have memories. Like we don't remember 2020. And it really goes to show what a sophisticated and well-timed operation COVID was. That by first creating the virus in a lab and then releasing it on purpose and then forcing the lockdowns, despite everybody knowing what the consequences would be, they stole the primary talking point of Donald Trump's success as president, the financial economic success that he brought about. And they really just don't think you have a memory. They really think that you don't remember 2020 and when Donald Trump and us and right-wingers across the country were saying you can't just shut down the world economy over the flu. You're going to collapse everything. Remember, we were accused of putting the economy above human lives. We were told it was a genocidal, the irresponsibility of this you know, of wanting to keep the economy open. We were practically Hitler. I mean, we were Pol Pot. We were willing to kill everyone for the sake of the delicious money. And it's like, you know, you're all just stupid. And this was deliberate. It was a plan. They wanted to destroy the economy. They wanted to destroy the minds of children. This was the purpose. But when you warned about it, when you said that this was not a good idea and that the negative consequences would vastly outweigh whatever positives would come about, you were called a genocidal idiot. And I guess they forgot. I guess they forgot that that was the case. Let's go to clip number 6 here. Here's the unexpectedly good question for Kamala Harris. And the only crutch she has to lean on is the fact that Donald Trump, through no fault of his own, was leveled with the attack of COVID-19 and the forcible shutdown of the entire economy, done through dishonest and deceitful means. The Democrats shouldn't pretend Harris is responsible for opening them. The Democrats' COVID amnesia. This is from The Atlantic. Keeping schools closed for so long was a mistake, and the Democrats shouldn't pretend Harris is responsible for opening them. Oh, man. Yeah, they're like, guys, some people have memories, and we really doesn't look good when we gaslight them to their face like this. But Kamala's got no problem doing that. Let's go now to clip number 6.
You talked about, you call it the opportunity economy. You are well aware that right now many Americans are struggling. There's a crisis of affordability. Yeah. One of your campaign themes is we're not going back. But I wonder what you say to voters who do want to go back when it comes to the economy specifically, because their groceries were less expensive, housing was more affordable when Donald Trump was president.
Well, let's start with the fact that when Joe Biden and I came in office, during the height of a pandemic, we saw over 10 million jobs were lost. Literally, we were all tracking the numbers. Hundreds of people a day were dying because of COVID. The economy had crashed. In large part, all of that because of mismanagement by Donald Trump of that crisis. When we came in, our highest priority was to do what we could to rescue America. And today, we know that we have inflation at under 3%. A lot of our policies have led to the reality that America recovered faster than any wealthy nation around the world. But you are right. Prices, in particular for groceries, are still too high. The American people know it. I know it. Which is why my agenda
Were they too high in 2020? Were they too high when you got into office? Or has all of that happened entirely under your watch? Here's Bidenomics source X's AI Grok. The U.S. government dramatically underestimates the real rate of inflation. The government does this intentionally so they can minimize the cost of living adjustments to Social Security payments. If CPI is faked lower, then government can steal more from Social Security recipients. And it just goes through a number of items, what their prices were when they got into office and what they are now. Things like orange juice going from $2.99 to $4.29, a nearly 50% increase in price. Bananas went from 99 cents to 149, a full 50% increase. Milk is up 50%. Potatoes up 50%. Oh, but don't worry. It's only going up by 3% now. Now it's only going up by 3%, month over month. So sure, it's gone up 50% since they've been in office, but now the rate of the increase is slightly slower. So that's a massive success, according to Kamala Harris. They have nothing. They have absolutely nothing to run on. They have absolutely no argument to make. The only thing they can possibly say is COVID, but they ignore the fact that Donald Trump was being lambasted and dragged over the coals day after day after day for trying to keep the economy open and for prioritizing a properly functioning country over everybody sitting at home starving to death. Crazy. It is absolutely crazy. And it really can't be sustained. And it is not going to be sustained. Do we have clip 5 censored here? We should watch that, because the Great Awakening is on. It's happening. The American people are not falling for this. They have memories longer than 4 years. We remember what the Democrats were doing in 2020, and it was calling you a murderer for saying the economy is going to crash if you do this, and it's totally unnecessary, and you don't need to keep kids out of school, and you don't need to be sending COVID patients into nursing homes to infect the most vulnerable people. So I can only hope that there's more examples like this. Let's go now to clip number five. This is the Great Awakening, and we're going to see more and more of this type of video and this type of sentiment expressed as we get closer and closer to Election Day.
If you would have told me a month ago that I would be voting for Donald Trump in this next election, I would have told you to kindly f*** off. You know what? No. I would have told you to f*** right off. Because absolutely not. I would never vote for him. But you know what? I'm a human. And as humans, we are allowed to grow. We are allowed to evolve. We are allowed to change our opinions. We are allowed to educate ourselves on topics that maybe we're not as versed on as we think that we are. And that's exactly what I've been doing. And I realized that I was drastically misinformed before, and I won't let that happen again. So I will be voting for Donald Trump in this next election.
Yeah, good for her. That's all it takes. A little bit of awareness, a little bit of truth shatters the lie. And more people are realizing this. And it's not just Kamala and Tim embarrassing themselves, trying to answer questions. Her surrogates doing the media rounds are not faring any better. Let's go down to clip number 21. Here's one of Kamala Harris's surrogates just failing utterly to justify why Kamala Harris doesn't even have a policy page on her website. Let's watch.
$540 million raised, $82 million in 1 week.
Will you acknowledge that there's no policy page on her website? And so how do people
when
know
did we
what
start caring about
for?
Policy pages on websites when every single time she steps to the podium, she talks about her policy in such a direct way that voters are responding. Those
Can you
are
tell
the people
me what her
that
border policy is?
Say it one more time.
Can you tell me what her border policy is?
Oh, she said on day one she would sign the bipartisan border legislation that J.D. Vance and Donald Trump has taken credit for killing
What's her policy on fracking?
She's going to introduce that.
Her anonymous
Her interview tonight should give her the opportunity to share whatever policy agenda she wants, and as the process goes along, she will continue to do.
Yeah, no, it's a good thing that she doesn't have a policy page on her website. Since when have we cared about the policy of the presidential candidates? The guy's like, forever. What are you talking about? No, this is like a big deal. She doesn't have a coherent policy whatsoever. And she was given an opportunity during the interview, and she completely bungled it because she has no legitimate policy. She is not a real candidate.
I talk a lot about the high-quality supplements at InfoWarsStore.com and the great things they'll do for your health, your vitality, your stamina, your libido, your focus, your clarity. And I tend to talk about our best-selling products for InfoWars, MD, the Nitric Boost, the Turmeric 95, the amazing CBD gummies, and 1,000-milligram tincture. It's about as strong as it gets, highest quality. But these other products are excellent as well, and they're getting rave reviews. Let's talk about some of these other great products for InfoWars, MD, at InfoWarsStore.com. Superfood Greens, just a super high-quality equivalent to some of the best sellers that are out there. It's got a whole bunch of superfoods in it. You get everything you need in one big dose, with all the key cofactors and things that a basic vitamin mineral type system may not have in it. It is a superfood. We also, of course, have Good Night Sleep, just a good, high-quality, natural, herbal sleep system that gives you deep sleep that's so good for your immune system. But, of course, Nerve Renew helps your nerves be healthy and helps a lot with pain. People really, really love Nerve Review. Then we've got probiotic formula, an excellent probiotic. That's so critical to your health because just the chlorine in tap water, if you're drinking that or showering in it, you know, kills the natural flora in your gut. Better Mood really gives you a clean, focused mindset, does amazing things. And then, of course, I'm really excited about ashwagandha with black pepper. This is an adaptogen, ashwagandha. Your brain, your heart, your mental clarity, your mood, your immune system. It just basically does everything. Ashwagandha is simply incredible. And then, of course, prostate support with the saw palmetto and more that's on record being so good for your prostate. These are just some of the products available at InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. So please do what thousands of others have done. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out the InfoWars MD line. Thank you for the support. Check out the products.